flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do not care that it is going to be 80 degrees today. I don't care that there is not a flake of snow on the ground. It is time to start talking about Christmas. Have you made your Christmas plans? Because my Christmas plans were solidified on yesterday. Oh, yes, they were. I called my mother and I said, Mom, I'm not coming to Houston for Christmas. I said, if you want to see these kids for Christmas in the year of our Lord 20 and 24, you are going to have to get on a plane and come to Minnesota. And she said, well, are you buying the tickets? And I said, well, yes, I am. And so as soon as I bought my mother and father 2 tickets to come and visit us from December the 20th to January the 3rd, I got on another browser and bought 8 tickets to see the Steels Family Christmas Concert, because they went on sale yesterday at 10 o'clock and I did not want to be on a waiting list or the odd man out. I wanted to pick the tickets I wanted. I wanted to be down front. I wanted all our family to be sitting together because they're back. And I've got Geraldine Steele on the line with me right now. Geraldine!
Hey, Shaletta. Oh, my gosh, honey. Hearing your voice brings me absolute joy. I am so happy to be here.
Okay, girl. So I told my mama, I said, I'm not coming home for Christmas. If you want to see these kids, you got to come up here, because I have been waiting for a couple of years now for the Steels to do their annual holiday concert, Christmas with the Steels. And it is back this year and I'm not going to miss it. And so my mom was like, well, I want to go too. So we got our 8 tickets yesterday. The tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock. You are only doing 2 shows. You got a Saturday show at 7 and you got the Sunday show at 3 o'clock. That's on the 21st and the 22nd, yeah, respectively. So Saturday, December 21st, there's a 7 p.m. show. Then Sunday, December 22nd, there is a 3 p.m. show at the Pantages Theater. And folks can go to hennepinarts.org to book those tickets. And I'm just tell you, I'm not playing. I want to sit where I want to sit. I want to be down front. I want to have some room. I want us sitting together, because this is gonna sell out. Do you know people have been waiting for years for y'all to do your Christmas show again?
I've been doing it. I've been waiting for years. Yes. And here's the thing, it takes all of us as a family. Everyone's doing so much individually. And when we started talking about the Christmas show, we usually start in August rehearsing. This year we didn't. We decided to really wait and have conversations about, why do we want to continue this? Are people still excited about it? The bottom line is that we've heard from so many people that said, we need your voices and your spirit on that stage. And so that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it.
And, you know, I know so many people, and I've heard you say this, and, you know, living in Minnesota for a while, I've heard it for myself now, that people said their Christmas doesn't start until you guys do your holiday concert.
And it means the same to us, Shaletta. Each one of us are more excited about it each day when it keeps building, because we know that the gift is that we have to do it. Our job is to deliver the gift, period.
Oh, my God. People can go now and get their tickets. They went on sale yesterday. HennepinArts.org, a Christmas celebration with the Steels, Saturday, December 21st and Sunday, December 22nd at Pantages Theater. We are talking to the amazing Geraldine Steele.
You're amazing.
You got to tell me. Now, y'all get to planning. You got to give me a sneak preview. What y'all going to be singing and stuff? Y'all got some new songs? Y'all singing the old songs? What y'all doing?
We doing some of all the songs and then adding in some new ones. And here's the thing. We've got one song that has choreography that the whole audience has learned how to do it. So while we're doing all the moves, they're doing all the moves. Girl, it is so cool. You hear me? And my problem is sometimes I spin around left instead of going right. And JD looks at me with his ire rises, honey. It's ridiculous. Get over it, JD Steele. Get over it.
Oh, my God. Now, you got to tell me, is the kids in it? Because you got grandkids now. And I know that, you know, there have been some performances in the past where the children are participating. Well, we see the children and now the grandchildren. Are they going to be in?
Well, okay, let me give you understanding. First of all, there are 17 grandchildren that my parents have. There are 30 great-grands, right?
Oh,
and 5 great-great-grands. What do you think we're going to do? Somebody tell me what we're supposed to do. We are prolific people, honey, no doubt.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, what's the rehearsal schedule like? I mean, you know, getting all your schedules together. All of you are doing amazing things as solo artists, traveling and teaching. And, you know, I just can't imagine trying to put that schedule together.
But we're so used to it. Like, we have to come up, each one of us have to come up with 10 songs that we want to do for Christmas. And then we all sit around together around the table and we talk about, okay, is that song, I want to do that song. And then all of a sudden, no, that song doesn't make sense. Let's go do this song. And we come to an understanding. And that's the beauty of it all. We still love each other. That's a big deal.
Okay. All right. Hold on. You know how this works. We got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about whether or not we're going to see any guests, because there's so many people in the Twin Cities who love working with you, love singing with you and your family. So I want to know if the Petersons or None Above or any of those people are just going to happen to pop up at the Christmas celebration with the Steels. More with Geraldine when we come back. Woo! If that don't make you run out right now, grab your laptop or mobile device, log on to HennepinArts.org and get your tickets for a Christmas celebration with the Steels on December 21st and 22nd. I don't know what will. And also, I want to make sure I mention groups of 10 or more get a 10% discount, and all that information can be found at WCCORadio.com. I wrote a whole story about it. I gave my kids the iPad. I was like, look, I got to write this story. I got a lot of stuff going on, but I am just so excited that the Steels are back. I just want to tell the world so we can all get there and have a good time together.
Oh, my goodness, Shaletta. Thank you so much for doing this, because we at first weren't sure, and then we said we have to do it. And we did, and we're so excited. Finally, it's going to happen. You going to be there?
I'm going to be there, girl. I already got my tickets. I have 8 tickets because Andrew will be home from college, and then my parents are coming in. I literally, in all honesty, I rearranged our entire Christmas calendar because I did not want to miss Christmas with the Steels at the Pantages Theater. Okay, now y'all know everybody. There's nobody that does not know the Steels in this music industry. I need you to tell me. You got to give me a sneak peek. Who coming? Is Stevie Wonder coming? Common's coming. Who's coming? Is None Above, the Petersons?
You don't even know.
Is the Petersons going to be there? Somebody. Y'all always have a special guest. Somebody, like when you say their name, the whole crowd goes wild. Have you locked down your special guest yet?
I don't want to tell it, though. I'm excited about it, but I can't tell it yet. Come on now. You love me. Come on.
Love it. No, but seriously, it's going to be wonderful. And by the way, our wardrobe, I don't even want to discuss it because, you know, one time I came out on stage with a pink, big old pink coat on, and my tag was still on the coat, girl. That coat was so, that tag was so big, Shaletta. One time I came out, my pants were falling down. What is happening? But this time, I'm going to have so many safety pins, nobody going to be able to touch me.
Well, you know, that's the other thing that, you know, I appreciate about you all. Okay, first of all, the family can blow. We just heard the music, okay? But it's not just that. Y'all ain't coming out and sitting on stoops of stools and singing. Y'all got the choreography. Y'all got the presentation. Everything is so grand. The stage is all decorated. And you all have some amazing costume and wardrobe changes. I mean, you really, I feel like whatever I pay for my tickets, I still owe y'all a tip. Y'all gave me way more. Y'all gave me way more than I paid for.
Hey, it's never too late, darling. You want the address? Want the phone number? What do you want? But here's the thing about us. Can I just say, when it comes to Christmas, it means so much to us. Our mom is turning 90 years old in just a few days. And whatever it is that we can do to bring her joy makes us so happy. She'll be at that concert. And usually she comes out to say hello to everyone. So that's a big deal for us.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I'm so looking forward to it. Now, you've got to tell me, have you selected the wardrobes? Do you guys have a color scheme or theme this year? You always have like a, you know, it's not always the same thing. But it's like a color scheme or theme. What's going on this year?
Okay, first of all five of us has a job to do. My job is to do the contracts, nurture the relationships, blah, blah, blah. My sister Javita is the director of the show, right? So it depends on who is doing what. Fred is the ears of the year. You notice he has those big ears, right? You know he has gigantic
y'all always ears. Talk about yeah. Fred's poor ears.
I'm just saying he's so handsome, honey. It's okay. He got over it. He's okay. And then there's Billy, who's a 3-time Grammy Award winner, and he's just a blast and wonderful. But we do have some options. But I can't tell you who they are.
You know what? If you tell me one more time what you can't tell me, I'm going to direct Josh to just hang up the phone, okay? I'm about to throw my headphones. I'm trying to get to school. I'm trying to get to school.
Where is the love? Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You love me. Okay. I love you too, baby.
Okay, now, how long did it take to just decide, to put it together, to get the contracts? I mean, it's one thing to sit at mama's house around the kitchen table and say, you know what, we're going to put this thing together. We're gonna do it this year to actually having dates and contracts and, you know, and music and choreography and all that good stuff. I mean, this is a process.
It is a process, but I would say the most important thing in the process is to say, we have to do it because we were made to do it.
And talk to me about that, because that is a mission for y'all. I've seen y'all after concerts, meeting and greeting fans, signing, you know, back when they had CDs, signing autographs. And I was like, these y'all really care. Y'all didn't just say thank you, God bless you for coming out, good night. There was a connection between you and the people who paid money to come and see you. And I don't think, and I've been going to concerts all my life, I don't think I ever saw anything like that until I went to a Steels Christmas concert.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you for saying that. And the key is to make sure that we do touch everyone if we can. If people have walked out already after the show is completely over, that's one thing. But when they start coming in the room, and they see us, you know, coming onto the stage, there's this cacophony of sound that is so beautiful. And they're like, we're so happy you're back. And they're screaming at us. So they are the ones that teach us every year, you have to do this, not just for you, but for me and my family and this family and those families. Because what we have is something we don't have anything to do with. It is just a gift from above.
Okay, I want to remind people, a Christmas celebration with the Steels on Saturday, December 21st and Sunday, December 22nd at the Pantages Theater. Tickets went on sale yesterday. Listen, y'all, it's just two shows. The Pantages only has so many cheers. You don't want to be waiting around and miss out on an opportunity to be in the room when all 511 Steels are on stage singing Christmas carols. So HennepinArts.org, HennepinArts.org is where you can go and get tickets. Gerilyn, thank you so much for spending some of your Saturday with me, for doing this show. And I'm sitting here, you know how when you look kid and you sit in a chair and your feet don't touch the ground and you just be swinging your legs? That's how I was when I was ordering my tickets. I was just swinging my legs. I don't think that and I had a lot of wins this week. I don't know if anything made me happier than to find out that y'all were doing your Christmas show again.
Oh, so glad to hear that, and I can't wait to see you. Don't be surprised if I call your name.
Girl, don't make me start gargling and harmonizing. Okay, I will bring my lozenges. I will bring my lozenges. I will belt out a tune. I'll be the first it'll be the first Steel Family Christmas with the twerking involved. Don't call me on the stage. I love you. Thank you for joining me.
I love you too, Shaletta. Thank you so much. And I will see you soon. Dinner over here.
Okay. All right. Love you.